Groovers, Nat here, how you doing? So, you know, if you've been following me for a while or if you're new to me, I attract high achievers, based in business, who probably were the managers and actually ran other people's businesses for many years, have incredible ideas, and as I mentioned, are high achievers, which is just a fancy pants word for, well, not fancy pants, a polite word for saying you're bloody perfectionist, right? So those are the kind of women that I seek and call out to, because I help you take imperfect action and help you sell with confidence, right? And the reason I'm doing a video that's saying prepare to fail is because that's the truth. The truth is, when you start any business, it is going to fail in one form or another. Someone's not going to turn up to webinars, you're going to have to cancel an event. All these things are inherently failures, right? And as a perfectionist, oh my gosh, they really hurt, because in our eyes, or how we do life, things don't not work, or when they do not work, we make them about ourselves. And so what I love about Brené Brown and her message at the moment and her program on Netflix is she reminds us that it's not a case of will you fail, it's a case of what the hell are you going to do when you do fail? Because it is inevitable. Failure is inevitable. And so I love that she reiterates this, because of course you plan for success and success will happen. But on that journey, there is a myriad of failures. And if you haven't already read the post that I did yesterday, it was just highlighting a small few glimpses of some of the failures that I've had. And so for me, the reason I love teaching this stuff is, what do you do in these moments of failure, when you're feeling like you just can't go on, or you just don't know how to get out of these spaces, because they're just going to happen? And so for me, these moments are pivotable. That's not even a word. They're so essential for your learning. And so Stephen Pressfield, he wrote the book Do the Work. He also wrote the book War of Art. And he talks about when you're doing the work, when you first start on something that you're extremely passionate about, and you know that you're here to do, and you turn up and you do the work, that resistance comes like an army. It turns up and it is fierce, and it really tries to knock you off your block. And he calls that the belly of the beast, that you're in the depths of, like, just imagine the coldest winter ever, and everything just feels like it's against you. And he calls that the belly of the beast. And he wrote this book to remind us all that when you go out on your journey to share the work and the love, to share the work that you're here to do in the world, when you go out there and do that, you're going to meet a huge amount of resistance. And the resistance isn't other people, it's you. I actually call this when the high achiever meets reality. So when us perfectionist, high-achieving, go-hung girls, you know, get hit with the reality of business, it comes with failure, right? And if you're not good at failing, because when we do fail, what can happen is we can attach that failure to inherently who we are on a soul level, right? And that's why it hurts. We think that when something doesn't go right, that it's because we're not good enough, that we're flawed, that we need to learn this, we need to know this. And so the high achiever meets reality is Stephen Pressfield's Do the Work, the Belly of the Beast. And as I mentioned, it's what do you do in these moments, because we know that failure is just going to happen. It's part of the way business works, right? And that's why I love teaching mindset over strategy, thought work over downloading or doing another Facebook post or following up. If your thoughts don't match the actions that you're going to go and take, your massive action isn't the answer here, which is ironic, right? Because I'm all about taking huge action. But imperfect action and big action is only amazing when your thoughts and your mindset align with it. So when you fail or when something doesn't work out, it's actually a really cool teaching point for yourself. It shines a light on what really is holding you back. And usually it is around self-worth. Usually it is that you don't want to let someone down. You don't want to be seen as someone that you're inherently trying to not be the whole time, and you feel you might be exposed. And for me, it's just about, what do you do in these moments? Because the faster you get back up, the quicker you can get to the next mountain to climb, you know, and get over it and get on with it and stay in the game. And that's the whole point. And so you know, our brains, they just intrigue me, our brains, our cognitive bias, you know, they're like slobbery, bloody Labrador puppy who just wants to go, like a dog with a bone, constantly wants to go and retrieve for you all the shit you keep doing going wrong. And thought work, when you've had failure, is really powerful when you ask that dog to go and retrieve you the opposite evidence for all the stuff that you've been doing right. Because as high achievers, most of the time, we've swept under the carpet, or we think isn't significant enough, the actual huge wins that we've had, and we've only focused on the failures. If you only focus on those failures, there's no way that you're ever going to see your own success, because it's never going to be good enough. You'll miss the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, right? Because you'll be like, well, I thought it would be a bigger pot. You know, so we become absurd to ourselves and we just stop ourselves the whole time. So I want you to know that you need to prepare to fail. And who are you going to be in those moments? How are you going to bounce back up? Because it's knowing that, that it's coming, not manifesting it, not thinking about it, but just what am I going to do in those moments, and having the tools to be able to, you know, pull yourself back up. This is the kind of cool work I do alongside strategies. Of course, I can tell you and help you create an opt-in, but the opt-in's only going to be as amazing as how you're being out there in the world. And what are you going to do when no one signs up to the opt-in? How are you going to be in those times? And that's what I really care about. Because business at the end of the day is a relationship game. It's about being in relationships with people, and that takes time. So if you're struggling with that, I offer 30-minute strategy sessions where we talk about where you're at, where do you want to go, and what's going to help you get there. So I'm going to chuck a link below, get yourself booked in, let's get chatting, and I'd love to be able to help you. If you know anyone who needs to hear this message today, please share the love. Otherwise, I can't wait to chat with you on the phone. See you guys later.